Hey guys, it's Damien again. Super close to the camera, sorry about that. I'm trying to make sure I get the board in. I've got five really, really cool and very simple tips on how to promote and market your product if you're still very new online and you're wanting to sell your food products, whether you're making them or whether you're just reselling them. It is a bit of a challenge to get people to see your product because, of course, the internet is full of millions and millions of products. But I personally, I have built my company, my wife and I, we did it from scratch. I had to teach myself how to build our website, do our SEO, take our photos, do our descriptions, and the list goes on and on. But I did it because I was passionate about having a business and I was going to make it work, period, no matter what. So I just stuck to it in the past about 7 to 10 years now. We've been doing this online. And we are growing every month, not only every year, but now every single month we're getting bigger and bigger. So everything I taught myself, I give to you guys here on these videos. And tonight I've got a really quick, I try to keep my videos short and sweet to the point. I don't like to talk and brag about numbers of what I do. I don't think that that's, for lack of a better word, I don't think that's really cool, to be honest with you. I just want to give you some ideas on how to grow your business. We do very, very well. And I think that I'll leave it at that. So behind me on my magic dry erase board, I've got five tips I'm going to give you guys. These cost you nothing. They're not going to financially cost you anything. That's the one of the tricks and one of the challenges of growing a business, obviously, when you're first starting, is going to be the fact that you don't have a lot of money to invest in it. That is fine. That's the one of the beautiful things about having an online business is that you don't have a huge overhead operating some type of retail store or storefront with all the expenses that go into doing that. So with that being said, let me get started. I hope you guys can see that board. I try to write legible. My handwriting's not amazingly good. So, all right. Number one, if you have a product and you're figuring out, well, where do I start? How do I get it out there? You know, I have a listing on a platform. Maybe you have a listing on eBay. Maybe you have it on Amazon. Maybe you have it on Etsy. But how do I get people to find it? You hear all this stuff about SEO. I'll do another video on what search engine optimization is if you don't know what that is. There's a million videos on YouTube about it. What it basically is that you've got Google over here and you've got a product and people go through Google. They type in their search keywords and you want them to find your product. So between all the algorithms and all of that technical jargon and other computer jargon, basically these methods will kind of help you get started, and they're very simple to implement, very simple to do, and they don't take no money. They do take a little bit of your time. If you can dedicate just even 45 minutes to half hour a day to learning a little bit about this and what I've done, that could hopefully help you. So number one, food bloggers. This is a wonderfully inexpensive way. There are tons of food bloggers, people who love to write about food, talk about food, photograph food, eat food, and so on. So I approach a handful of food bloggers, and I'd say maybe out of 12, I've got maybe four or five that were actually interested in my type of product, which was candies and snacks and such. You basically send them a sample. That's what it's going to cost you for the most part. The ones that contacted me back are bloggers who are relatively kind of new. They may have a few thousand followers. Some of the big food bloggers have like 500,000 to over 1 million or more followers. And be honest with you, normally they actually charge you a fee to have them review a product because they have the following and they're going to leverage that following. They're going to take their followers and leverage that. And what I mean is that if you've got a product and you want them to feature this product, they'll say, okay, I've got 1 million eyes that look at my blog every day. It's going to cost you $500 or $600 or a couple $1,000. No need to do that. You don't really need to. You can approach bloggers who are relatively newbies, if you will. They're newcomers. They may just have 50,000, 60,000, or even 10,000 followers. But hey, that's 50,000 or 60,000 potential customers that you could get your product, the marker, the product in front of for pretty much the cost of shipping this to them for free. You approach the blogger, they'll say, yeah, send me a sample. I'd love to try it. I'll write about it. I'll talk about it. I'll blog about it, yada, yada, yada. So within a matter of maybe a couple of weeks or a few business days, you can get your product and some information, including a possible URL. If you have a website and you have this product up for sale, or even if you have it on Amazon and you're selling a product and you're like, you know what, if you can include in your blog just a nice little link to where people can purchase it and give me an honest review and that type of thing, you'd be surprised at what you could get back as far as sales and potential customers. So, number one, food bloggers are a great, easy, simple way, and of course, cost-effective to get your product out there to at least get the ball rolling and to get some feedback. The next thing, YouTube vloggers, that would be with a V right there. Yeah, with the V, not a blogger, but a vlogger, a video blogger. There are tons and tons of people who have YouTube channels who love to review free stuff. They talk about products. They talk about, you know, everything from surprise like boxes, gift boxes of products or subscription boxes. But when it comes to sampling food, they're great. Approach them. Don't be afraid to ask them. Say, hey, you know what? I've got this brand new product. I've got it, just started it. We're a family business. Can I send you a sample? Can you review it? Can you kind of let us know what you think about it and et cetera, et cetera? Most of the time, they'll say, hey, yeah, that sounds great. And it might take a couple of months on that end because some of the video vloggers don't necessarily make videos every single day, but they do a couple every month. Check into that. Again, free. It would only cost you the shipping to get your product from you to them and then let them review it. Okay, the next one is going to be Pinterest. I did a video recently. I talked to you guys about a little experiment that I did where I created over 100 different boards to attract customers to my products as well as just in general to follow me on Pinterest. In a matter of about 4 months, I think it was, we went over to almost 7,000 followers. Of course, that's not like 70,000 or 700, but when I did have my boards before and I was just focusing on myself with the products I have without incorporating other things that are similar to my products to just get the eyes moving and looking around the boards and then seeing my product, I was only getting about 300 to 400 followers. So obviously it's worked because we've gone now up to nearly 7,000 followers in about 4 months. So Pinterest is a great place to start. And let me explain to you how to use Pinterest to do this. If you have a product, and let's say the product is jelly. Let's say you make grape jelly. I'm just making this up. You have grape jelly. Now, you want to go on Pinterest and you want to promote your line of jellies. And let's say you've got 5 different flavors. They're all natural. They're gluten-free, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so what do you do? How do you create a board around jelly? You know, it's something that's not exactly everybody eats, but there's a lot of people who may like it, and maybe it's gourmet, and maybe it's made in small batches. There's a lot of characteristics to the product that appeal to a higher-end clientele who would be willing to pay a lot of money for it. Well, you go to Pinterest, you create boards. What you would do is you would create boards around the idea of jelly. You could create a board for breakfast foods. You could create a board for foodies. Food bloggers. You can even create one around jellies and literally name it just jellies. And what you can begin to do is if you're selling on Amazon, eBay, Etsy, you have your own website, you've got all of these places where you've got your products already posted, copy and paste the URLs and take them and link them over to your Pinterest page. And in the meantime, begin to pin a lot of products. They don't have to be yours. Products that are similar to what you sell. Because what you want to do is you want to get the eyes of the people who are pinning, who are liking those products. And in the middle of, let's say you've got 100 pins on a board, and about 20 of them are going to be your products. So in the middle of all of these pins, people are going to begin to like your pins, and they're going to repin them, and they're going to take a look at other people's products, and they're going to see yours. That's the objective, is that you want to promote yours. But you don't just want to create a board with the same 20 or the same 5 jellies over and over and over and over and over. That's not going to attract anybody's attention, and it's just going to be looked over. But if you create these boards and you begin to pull in like 27 other pins from different types of jellies and jams and preserves, and then you've put yours in throughout that board, you're going to begin to get attention to that board. Then what you're going to get is you're going to get people interested in your pins specifically, and then they're going to click the link because they want to find out more about your product. When you create the initial account on Pinterest, you want to make sure that you put up there the name of your company. Let's say it's Julie's Jams, and it's juliesjams.com, and you want to put the address to the link to your website. You want to put the name of your company. You want to put a little bit of bio, put a bio in there about how you started your company. Everything you could come up with in a very short paragraph about that specific product that you offer. The idea is to get people's attention. And you won't necessarily get it with one single product that you make. Or if you have five products in a line of products that consists of, like I said, five or six different flavors, you may not necessarily be able to leverage a lot of viewers with just that little bit amount. But you can if you start bringing in other food products and bringing in beautiful pictures from other people's pins, some really interesting foods, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So as you begin to expand it and get different types of pins, then you will get the people to follow, and then they will begin to look at your products. So one other trick to this also is Googling. You want to Google the most active pins. And here's why you want to do that. I actually checked this out. I did this on my own. I wanted to find out what was the most pinned candy pin that was on Pinterest. Of course, you Google that, you come up with a lot of different bloggers who show you the different pins, how many times they've been repinned over and over. What you want to do is you want to find out those specific pins, and you want to get those pins and repin them onto your board. What happens is when you begin to attract, you begin to pull these heavily viewed, heavily repinned pins, and you put them on a board, what's going to happen is that you're going to get more interest and more followers and more people looking at those pins because they're so active. And then they're going to look at your board and say, wow, look at this, this jam, Julie's Jams. This looks like a great item. I want to check this out. So I click on the link and I end up buying it. Or I might repin it and then somebody else finds it. So the idea is to pull together some of the most active pins because there is a very good chance that you're going to get a lot of views for that active pin. And then while they're there, they're going to find yours. So what you want to leverage what's already active and what's already viewed the most to get the attention to your product. Hope that makes sense. Also, get it up on every single e-commerce website that you can. If you have a specific product and you're only selling on eBay, that's fine. That's good. I would recommend you open an account on Etsy. You open an account on Amazon. You open an account. This site is not very, very, very active, but I was on it for a while. It was Bonanza. Get it on as many e-commerce sites as possible, and of course, your own website. There is a reason why, because there are a lot of shoppers who prefer eBay. They won't shop on Amazon. There are some people who shop on just Amazon, and they won't go near Etsy. They don't even know what Etsy is. They don't go to eBay. Whatever their reasoning is that you want to take advantage of all these different e-commerce websites and offer them that way. By the way, really quick to throw a note in on that, there's a lot of big name companies that are now getting into the quote unquote marketplace concept. Walmart is one of them. They are leveraging the amount of customers they bring into their own walmart.com website every month and allowing you to sell on there just like on Amazon. It is an application process. There's of course, you know, a process to go through to do that. But the other places that are doing it are like Sears.com, Walmart.com, I believe even Best Buy, and a couple of other electronic related technology-based websites that are also allowing people to sell on their websites as well. So if you were in the business of reselling or if you wanted to get into electronics or technology, BestBuy.com, they all have these marketplaces now. And that is great because the more eyes, the better. I don't necessarily think you can sell food on the BestBuy.com, but don't quote me on that. So check it out for yourself. Go to Google, find out, type in online marketplaces, type out WalmartMarketplace.com because Walmart gets like, I think it was 40 or 50 million hits a month, I think it is, active customers. That's a lot of customers. Amazon, eBay, Etsy, all of these different places coming together, you can have your product in a lot of different places, and that's better for you. Okay, private. I put this on here. This is private label promotion, and that's something that I kind of the wording I kind of came up with. And what I mean by that, this is something that if you're making your own food products, you have a huge advantage. And let me explain why. Private label promotion. If you sell a product on, let's say, Amazon, and you are making your own private labeling, private label, and you have a website as well, when you sell a product and you're the one that's producing the actual label that goes onto your product as a private label, you have an opportunity to actually put some information on there about your own website and other places where they can be found. One of the cool things is if you sell a product through your website and you get a good amount of traffic, but you're wanting to step into Amazon or go into eBay or Etsy and you just started your own store, you can put on your label, if you love our sauces, check out the variety that we offer through Amazon. Check out what we offer through our store on eBay or any other marketplace that you're on. And the reason why that is that there's a lot of customers who may come to your website and they're not necessarily not trusting you, but if they're not familiar with your site, they may buy a product just once or they may want to just try it, see how it is, but they shop like crazy on Amazon. Now, if you offer products on Amazon and you know this customer, or you may not know for sure, but if you can get your customer to go to your Amazon store and they shop on there monthly, while they're there, they're going to end up adding stuff to their carts like your product. And they're going to take advantage of the fact that you've got a store on Amazon or you have a store on eBay. And when they're buying two or three other items, they're going to buy stuff on there because they feel more safe. It's kind of a psychological thing. They feel safer on eBay. They feel safer on Amazon, whatever the cause may be. But always throw a little bit of a kind of a promotion in there on your label when you put that on your product. You know, you can find us at so and so and so. Maybe you're local. And let's just say that you happen to have your product in local grocery stores. That's fine too. Every time that customer buys a product, you can put on your label, hey, check out our Amazon store. We have a huge variety of other items that you can find. So what you're doing is that you're leveraging that customer at the very moment at a local store who could potentially be buying stuff on a regular, constant basis from your Amazon store, your eBay store, and so on and so on. So anywhere that you might be, feel free to put that on your label. There are no laws dictating that you cannot do that. There's no such thing. You could promote your product like crazy. You could even wrap labels and stickers around your bottle. I wouldn't recommend that. But you could put on there a tape that says Amazon.com and eBay.com and Etsy. Check us out, blah, 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 blah. You know, so promote it as much as you can. Put it on your label. Let them know that they can find you on Amazon. Because the idea may be this. If they travel to a family member's house and they bring your product and they say, hey, look, I just wanted you to bring this product. It's Julie's Jams. And they live in another state that can't get to that store. But on the bottom, you put on there, hey, check us out on Amazon.com. That customer who is a family member from the lady who purchased it here locally, brought it to them, but they're in a different state. They could go on Amazon and you just made another sale and maybe a potential customer. So always try to promote your different platforms and different places to buy your product anywhere and anytime that you can. And again, there's no laws dictating that you can't do that. There is specific labeling laws, which I can do videos about later, about what you need to have on there with regards to ingredients and nutritional information, etc. But promoting your product, keep thinking, how many different ways can I do that? So I hope this helps you guys out. This is a great, easy way to at least get started and get the ball rolling. And like I said, the more places you can be, the better off. Don't rely on one source of marketplace platforms. Don't rely on two. Don't even do three. Just think of how many different places that you could put yourself, because that also has an effect on the SEO, the search engine optimization within Google, for people to find your products. The more places that you are, the better off you'll be. So don't rely on just one website. Don't rely just on eBay or just Amazon. So I hope that information helps you somehow. Give me a thumbs up if you like my videos. And if you don't, give me a thumbs down. That's fine. Check out also very soon, like I said, I've been plugging my new channel, and I'll have it up shortly. And that will allow you guys to have really, really larger amounts of resources at a premium. I do charge $12.99 a month, and I tried to keep that pretty low, and it sounds pretty reasonable. And that's a monthly subscription. And that'll give you direct access to constant videos, constant links, laws and licensing and taxes and all that good stuff. So thank you guys for watching, and appreciate it. Take care.